This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia fires hypersonic missiles at the Ukrainian city of Odessa after the May 9th Victory Day observance. Details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's vital Black Sea port of Odessa came under repeated missile attack on Monday night, including from some hypersonic missiles. The Ukrainian military says Russian forces fired 7 missiles from the air at the city, hitting a shopping center and a warehouse. Officials say one person was killed and at least 5 were wounded. The strikes come after Russian President Vladimir Putin marked his country's biggest patriotic holiday without giving new information about the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congressional Democrats in the U.S. are now preparing a plan that would boost President Joe Biden's requested $33 billion Ukraine aid package to nearly $40 billion. A House vote is possible as soon as Tuesday. The planning was described by two people familiar with lawmakers' thinking who were not authorized to describe it publicly. Biden has conceded that the package should not contain any of the additional billions he's requested to combat COVID-19. Democrats say that a push for a separate pandemic measure will come later. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is now in its 11th week and showing signs of becoming a grinding long-term war. On Monday, the Russian President Vladimir Putin marked his country's biggest patriotic holiday without a major battlefield success in Ukraine. And the Kremlin made little to no progress as the war ground through its 11th week on multiple fronts. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's new president says that he'll present an audacious plan to improve North Korea's economy if it denuclearizes. Yoon Suk-yeol made the offer during a speech at his inauguration ceremony in Seoul Tuesday. Yoon says that the door to dialogue will be open to resolve North Korean nuclear threats. He says his government will be ready to work with international community to present a plan that will significantly strengthen North Korea's economy and improve its citizens' livelihoods. But North Korea has previously rejected similar offers to provide incentives linked to progress in its denuclearization. Domestically, Yoon vowed to spur economic growth, which he said would heal much of the country's social problems. The United States scheduled an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council for Wednesday following North Korea's latest test of ballistic missiles that was likely fired from a submarine as it presses for new sanctions on the reclusive Northeast Asian nation. The test was the latest sign of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's carrying out a recent vow to speed up development of nuclear weapons. The United States holds the rotating presidency of the council this month and set the open meeting for Wednesday afternoon to discuss the North's latest launches. That's according to a spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the U.N. So far this year, North Korea has fired 15 missiles. They include the country's first test of an intercontinental ballistic missile since 2017. The son of the namesake and a namesake of ousted Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos is now set to become the next leader of the Southeast Asian country. We get details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The Philippines woke up to a new but familiar political dawn on Tuesday after an election triumph by Ferdinand Marcos Jr. paved the way for a once unimaginable return to the country's highest office for its most notorious political dynasty. Marcos, better known as Bongbong, will be the first candidate in recent history to win a Philippines presidential election majority, marking a stunning comeback by the son and namesake of an ousted dictator that has been decades in the making. Marcos fled into exile in Hawaii with his family during a 1986 people power uprising that ended his father's autocratic 20-year rule, but has served in Congress and the Senate since his return to the Philippines in 1991. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Recapping our top story, Russia has fired hypersonic missiles at the Ukrainian city of Odessa after the May 9th Victory Day observance. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.